Dieu. I hope the sun hasn't affected me, he muttered.
A slight movement attracted his attention, and he saw that Atta was lying on the floor, sobbing quietly.
Atta, he called. Atta.
She took no notice. Again, the beastly stench almost made him faint, and he lit a cheroot. His eyes grew accustomed to the darkness, and now he was seized by an overwhelming sensation as he stared at the painted walls. He knew nothing of pictures, but there was something about these that extraordinarily affected him. From floor to ceiling, the walls were covered with a strange and elaborate composition. It was indescribably wonderful and mysterious. It took his breath away. It filled him with an emotion which he could not understand nor analyze. He felt the awe and the delight which a man might feel who watched the beginning of a world. It was tremendous, sensual, passionate. And yet there was something horrible there, too, something which made him afraid. It was the work of a man who had delved into the hidden depths of nature and had discovered secrets which were beautiful and fearful, too. It was the work of a man who knew things which it is unholy for men to know. There was something primeval there and terrible. It was not human. It brought to his mind vague recollections of black magic. It was beautiful and obscene.